بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصحابة الكرام were planning to move towards Banu Qurayza. And the Beast of Summit commanded, لا يصلين أحدكم صلاة العصر إلا في بني قريزة. Asr namaz must be performed at Banu Qurayza. That's the literal translation. Perhaps Banu Qurayza is approximately 5 to 6 kilometers away from Madina Munawwara. So as they proceeded, some Sahaba Ikram felt that it was already Asr time. It wasn't the intention of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we delay our Asr Salah. His intention was that we speedily reach up to Banu Qurayza. And the other group felt that this was the literal meaning, that the Asr Namaz must be read at Banu Qurayza. They took the meaning, the literal meaning, and the others felt that this is what his intention was. So one group performed Asr Namaz en route, the other group performed the Asr Namaz at Banu Qurayza. As explained previously, Sahaba Ikram's ways were, there was any difference, there was any situation, they would report the whole situation to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That this is what had transpired, and this is what we had done. They wouldn't hide and conceal anything. Like it is our habit nowadays, anything happens, we try and wrap it up, try and cover it, push it under the carpet. So the Sahaba Kiram explained exactly what had happened. Some had read the namaz en route, whilst the others had reached Banu Qurayza and performed Asr namaz there. The Nabi Samad heard both them out, and he didn't object to anybody, nor did he criticize them. Overall, this hadith shows that there is room for differences. Here they performed the namaz en route, and there they performed the namaz after reaching. And Nabi Sassam did not condemn or criticize any group. Now this type of hadith you will find repeatedly, and it is natural to have this type of situations, because it's man that's going to have differences. Malaika won't have differences. Perhaps the malaika also have differences. There's a hadith where a person killed 99 people. And then he made it 100, scored a century, killed 100 people. After killing 100 people, he asked, is there any way for me to be forgiven? Yeah, go to that village of the pious. There's pious people living, like how you get Madina Munawwara. More or less, you get all pious people living. Go there. Perhaps you will go there and your ways will change. You look at things differently, and your whole life will take a turn. Andrew, this person, passes away. the malaika are there to take his soul. So within the malaika there is a difference. The malaika of rahmat say we must take him to Jannat, because his intentions and his struggle was to go towards the righteous. See how they're viewing it. That his endeavor and intention was to go to the righteous. And the malaika of Adab are saying, no, we must take him to Jahannam. But he killed 100 people. Can you say any group is wrong? They're also right. They got a strong point. And they also right. Their points are also strong. The argument is strong. The argument is strong. Malaika and the malaika also having differences of opinion. And their difference can't be settled. I'm putting forth my argument. See, they intended the right. And not only did they intend, but they endeavored also. They worked towards the good. And the others said, no, but didn't you see what he has done? Committed murder 100 times over. You're not looking at that point. You're only looking from this side. Didn't you see how many people he killed? How many people he must have made widowed? How many people he must have orphaned? Cold-blooded. What a bad example he's left behind. So Allah Ta'ala sent another malaika to settle this, the difference. So, you know, malaika also got difference. So it's human to err. In fact, it's angelic to err, to differ. It's not only human, but it's angelic to differ. So Allah Ta'ala sends another angel, third angel, to settle the difference. So he says, all right, settle the difference in this way. Measure the place he left to the spot he died. See the distance. And the spot he died to the town he intended. If the spot he died to the town he intended is lesser in distance, shorter in distance, then count him amongst the righteous, send him to Jannat. But if the distance from where he left till the spot he died, that is shorter, then count him amongst the Jahannamis. Now look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. When a person is sincere, he's remorseful for the wrong he's done, then Allah Ta'ala's mercy rescues him. You must be sincere, you must be remorseful. This is what Allah wants. He knows we are human, we make mistakes. But after the mistake, then you must be man enough to stand up, get up, and ask Allah's forgiveness. Show your remorse, He's ready to forgive, no matter what crime you've committed. Yeah, the man committed 100 murders over and over. Like I say, how many homes he must have left widowed, how many children he must have orphaned, right? What cold-bloodedness, 100 people he killed, right? But now look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that he enshrouds that person as well on the virtue of his remorse, sincerity. He is sincere about it. Allah knows his heart. So nobody's got the right to make anybody despondent. No matter what he did, you haven't got the right to make him despondent. Yes? You will check the person, shout the person for the wrong he's done, correct him. But don't make the person despondent for a second. That's not your right. It's not a prerogative. That's the right of Allah Ta'ala to forgive, to overlook. That's his right. So you don't pretend to be Allah Ta'ala. What he's done. But you bring him to the right. Don't you ever make him despair the mercy. Now look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. When a person is sincere, remorseful, Allah Ta'ala will make all systems work for him. See that incident? Man is old, 90 years, 100 years, and in idolatry. all his years, Yasanam, 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 is worshipping an idol. Can there be anything worse? Polytheism, anything worse than that? But he must have been sincere in what he was doing. He was misled. The understanding was all upside down, lopsided. He went into that. He was sincere. He was looking for the truth. One group of Muslims, pious Muslims, trading, Allah Ta'ala put their boat into a storm. And the storm led the boat to this island where this man was worshipping that idol. Who is working the system? Allah Ta'ala is working the system. He saw that this person is a polytheist, but he's sincere, he's good at heart. He's looking for the truth. His understanding had confused him, had misled him, brought him to this end here. But he thinks good, he wants to do the good. Now, this delegation of businessmen, Allah Pak puts them into a storm and lands the boat on the island, on his island. See that? Just look at it. Look at it from this perspective. Who did this? Allah Pak did this. He likes even that polytheist, when he was sincere, when he's looking for the truth. He's a mushrik through and through. There's haram through and through in him. But him also, Allah Pak didn't throw him out. So, when advising anybody, we advise the person. We don't despise. We will encourage him. We won't make him despondent. No matter what crime the person is, we'll shout him, hit him also if there's need to be hit, to hit him, right? But don't make him despondent. The roads are still open to him. No matter where he is, what he is doing, but the roads have never closed for him. So now, when the mercy of Allah Ta'ala comes, and then the mercy floods, it doesn't just come. It doesn't rain, it pours. That's true for the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It doesn't just rain. It doesn't come as a drizzle, it comes as a pour. As a torrent, it comes. So Allah says to the Malaika, you see this land here, the land that he is going through, you contract that land. Contract. And that land that he's coming from, you expand that land. Right? So the spot that he died, right, Allah says, from that point till the village of the pious is contracted. It's contracted. The land of Allah is like an elastic. So where Allah wants to pull the elastic, he'll pull it. Where he wants to let it go, he'll let it go. So one land, he said, just pull it. Told those malaika, you pull this one. So yeah, you just let it go. Now they went to measure, they found that he was closer to the town of the righteous. Right? Same to Jannah. But just for his sincerity, Allah could make all the systems work. Every system will make it work. How important it is to be sincere, to be remorseful. And like I say, it's not just human to differ, to have differences of me. It's not just human. In fact, it's angelic. Malaik also did. So sometimes you'll have a difference of opinion between a wife and a husband. Now, must we pull on the roof for that? Wife is saying something, you are saying something. Right? Do you receive wahi to say that whatever I say must go? Can you say that? Can't say that. She may be right. And it's possible that you are right. But let her have a say as well. Right? Sometimes amongst friends there's a difference of opinion. Sometimes when the sati is doing something in jamaat or something, they have a difference of opinion. Sometimes there's a difference between the teacher and the students. Sometimes there's a difference. In an army, there's a difference. So we need to understand how to take that difference. Because of the difference of opinion, we don't run down anybody. We don't slander the person, we don't run him down, we don't hurl abuse against the person. Islam is allowing, is entertaining differences of opinion. So then do we have the right to slander, run down, abuse, insult anybody because he has a difference of opinion? He's right, he feels that, he saw it like that. Provided there is a scope for difference of opinion, he's allowed the right to differ. Yes, where there is no scope for the difference of opinion, there you mustn't make a noise there. Harun al-Rashid, a very great, powerful leader, Islamic leader, right? So, in his presence, there was a great muhaddis, Muawiyah ibn Zarir. Very great muhaddis. So the hadith was reported to Harun al-Rashid about where Musa alayhi salam had a discussion with Adam alayhi salam. So one of the persons that were present, he asked, but where does this discussion took place? Harun al-Rashid got very, very annoyed. So you're doubting the words of Nabi Sussam, get my sword. So there's no, you got no room for differing there. There's no room for making a discussion there. Because it's the word of Nabi Sussam, it happened. When it is the word of Nabi Sussam, you are supposed to be saying, Sami'na wa ata'na, finish. I heard it and I accept it. Although some things are beyond my understanding, but it doesn't mean that it's not right. It doesn't have to be, everything doesn't have to be endorsed by my mind for it to be right. So where there is the room for difference of opinion, then there's no problem in having a difference of opinion. If a person has a difference of opinion, you'll respect him for it. Now don't say why he has it, why did he have a difference of opinion?
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما أكرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا والله most رحيم الله كريم الله most kind الله most compassionate الله والله I beg you for forgiveness O Allah. O Allah, we beg you to forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us for our major sins and minor sins, O Allah. Forgive the sins that we've committed knowingly and forgive the sins we've committed unknowingly, O Allah. O Allah, forgive the sins that we remember and forgive the sins we've forgotten about, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us for what wrong we have done, O Allah. O Allah, we come confessing to you, O Allah. O Allah, we have done wrong, Ya Allah, we've wronged. Ya Allah, we've broken your commands, Ya Allah, we've broken the sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, we beg you for your forgiveness, O Allah. Wallah, whatever wrong we've done, Wallah, we ask you to save us and protect us from the evil consequences of those wrong, Wallah. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani. Wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika ma istata'at. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at. أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. والله save us from the evil consequences of those wrongs, والله. والله don't let the evil consequences of those wrongs catch up with us at any time, والله. والله conceal our faults, والله. والله forgive our wrongs, والله. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. والله conceal those wrongs, والله, and forgive our sins, يا الله. والله forgive the sins, يا الله. That we remember and forgive what we've forgotten about, O Allah. O Allah, what we committed openly and what we committed secretly, O Allah, forgive all those sins, O Allah. O Allah, which dog and who else can we turn to besides you, O Allah? O Allah, you are most Rahim, most Kareem, O Allah. O Allah, you love to forgive, O Allah. This month of Ramadan is a month of forgiveness, O Allah. Ya Allah, it's the 10 days of forgiveness, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive every one of us, O Allah. O Allah, it is your grace that you have gathered us in this masjid, O Allah. O Allah, in the company of your pious servants, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, don't let us go away from here, Ya Allah, in a condition that we are unforgiven, O Allah. O Allah, don't let the month of Ramadan pass, Ya Allah, and we are unforgiven, O Allah. O Allah, we beg you, O Allah, we cry before you, O Allah. O Allah, you have mercy on us, O Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive every one of us, O Allah. Forgive those of us, O Allah, who are here. Forgive our family members, O Allah. Forgive our parents, O Allah. Forgive our asatidah and mashayikh, O Allah. O Allah, forgive all our family members, O Allah, and all those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Forgive them also, O Allah. O Allah, those of us who are alive, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Those who have passed on, O Allah, forgive them also, O Allah. O Allah, forgive every one of us, O Allah. Ya Allah, when you forgive, Ya Allah, you forgive all, O Allah. O Allah, you love to forgive, O Allah. You are the most merciful, Kareem, Zat, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we beg of your mercy, Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to grant us Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, give us Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, give us the comforts of this world and the comforts of the Qabr and the comforts of the Akhirat, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of the Akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, O Allah. O Allah, save us and protect us from any difficulty in the Akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, make the Qabr easy for us, O Allah. Make the Akhirat easy for us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us Jannat, O Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your pleasure, O Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, O Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam. رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. O Allah, you save us and you protect us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the best in this world, O Allah. O Allah, grant us afiyat, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. O Allah, grant us forgiveness, O Allah, and grant us afiyat, O Allah. O Allah, keep us in good health at all times, O Allah. O Allah, let us stand up for your deen, O Allah. O Allah, let us respect this Mubarak deen, Ya Allah. Let us respect everything, Ya Allah. Fill our heart with respect, O Allah. Fill us with respect, O Allah. Fill our children with respect, O Allah. O Allah, let us have true respect for the Qur'an al-Kareem, O Allah. True respect for the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True respect for every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, use us, Ya Allah, to propagate, Ya Allah, and to pass the message of the Qur'an al-Kareem, O Allah, and of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with us, O Allah. O Allah, let us become a means of pleasure to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we've done a lot of wrong, O Allah. Ya Allah, we've spent many years, Ya Allah, in breaking the sunnah, O Allah, and in going against the Qur'an al-Kareem and the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we accept that we've done wrong, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, give us the ability to hold on to the Qur'an al-Kareem, to the Mubarak sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us hold on to deen, O Allah. O Allah, grant us your pleasure, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the best of this world, O Allah. O Allah, those who don't have children, O Allah, bless them with children, O Allah. O Allah, and those of us who have granted children, O Allah, O Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. The coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the coolness of the elders' eyes, O Allah. O Allah, and make us good examples to them, O Allah. Allah, make us good guides before them, O Allah. O Allah, put us right, Ya Allah, so that we can show them what to do also, O Allah. O Allah, you help us and assist us, O Allah. Turn us away from all haram, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the ability to stay away from haram, O Allah. O Allah, grant us that khashyat, Ya Allah, and that fear, O Allah, for your punishment, Ya Allah, and for breaking your command, O Allah, that will prevent us and stop us and keep us far away from all haram and all sin, O Allah. O Allah, let us be engaged in your obedience at all times, O Allah. Allahumma rzuqna ta'atak wa ta'ata rasulik. Allahumma rzuqna ta'atak wa ta'ata rasulik, O Allah. Let us obey you and let us obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. O Allah, on our dying day, Ya Allah, when we'll have to leave, O Allah. One day we all will have to leave, Ya Allah. We see people passing away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know one day we will also have to go, O Allah. O Allah, on that moment, O Allah, you made it be a Mubarak moment, O Allah. O Allah, Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Ya Allah, let that dying day be our best day, O Allah. Let us come to you, Ya Allah, when you are pleased and happy, O Allah. Ya Allah, you shower different honor on those who pass away, Ya Allah. O Allah, let us be amongst those who will be honored, O Allah. O Allah, you are pleased with us, O Allah. Let that moment be, Ya Allah, that we are pleased with you and you are pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, let us go, come to you in a way, Ya Allah, that you are pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, let that day, Ya Allah, help us on that day, O Allah. O Allah, help us on that day, O Allah. Who is there to help us and who else can we besiege besides you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you have mercy on us, Ya Allah. You help us, O Allah. O Allah, keep us on guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you, Ya Allah, that you have kept us in the company of your pious servants, O Allah. O Allah, and you have kept us, Ya Allah, on deen, Ya Allah. We've got a lot to improve on, O Allah. Ya Allah, but some level of deen, Ya Allah, you have brought us onto that, O Allah. O Allah, we beg you, O Allah, don't let us go onto another path, O Allah. O Allah, don't let us go onto another path, O Allah. O Allah, keep us on deen, Ya Allah. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Ya Allah, nothing short in your treasure, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on hidayat always, O Allah. O Allah, keep us on the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, keep us on the tariqah of our kabirin, Ya Allah. Keep us on the tariqah of our kabirin, Ya Allah. Grant us the zawq of our kabirin, Ya Allah. Grant us that correct zawq, O Allah, that we see things correctly, Ya Allah. We see things the way they see it. We see things the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to see it, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the true love for you, Ya Allah, and the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true love for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us move in the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to, Ya Allah. Do everything, Ya Allah, according to how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us, O Allah. Let us understand that mansha, O Allah. Let us understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the true love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that we do everything in the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to do it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with us, O Allah. O Allah, don't let us be, Ya Allah, don't let us do anything and behave in a way, Ya Allah, that brings any hurt to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, grant us true ilm, Ya Allah. Grant us true ilm, Ya Allah. Grant us the ilm of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ilm of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah, that we can that ailment can come into our hearts, O Allah. Save us from takabbur, save us from pride, save us from every type of dirt, Ya Allah. Every type of dirt that will become a hindrance and an obstacle from that ilm coming to us, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the true ilm, O Allah. Grant us the true ilm of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. True understanding, Ya Allah. Fiqh fi deen, O Allah. Grant us that understanding, O Allah. Grant us that understanding, O Allah. O Allah, that we can see the Qur'an al-Kareem the way it's supposed to, Ya Allah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the ability to uphold deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, deen is being attacked from all sides, O Allah. Use us, Ya Allah, for the preservation of deen, O Allah. O Allah, grant, Ya Allah, let this deen become personal to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've taken other things personal, Ya Allah. Sensitive, Ya Allah. O Allah, let us become sensitive to deen, Ya Allah. Sensitive to the sunnah, sensitive to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, grant us the love of the Qur'an al-Kareem, Ya Allah. True love for the sunnah, Ya Allah. True love for ilm, O Allah. O Allah, wherever Muslims are going through difficulty, O Allah, help them and assist them, O Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, Ya Allah, passed away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the highest stages in Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are here today, Ya Allah, we are enjoying things. Ya Allah, we are enjoying your different bounties, Ya Allah, let them enjoy also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you send for them, Ya Allah, you be pleased with them, Ya Allah. You shower your mercy on them, Ya Allah. You forgive them, Ya Allah, you grant them your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you please and happy with every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Allah, pass the decision of your ridha for us, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaka wal jannah wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wal nar. Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, O Allah, guide us, O Allah. Keep us on guidance always, O Allah. Ya Allah, help us and assist us in whatever we are doing, O Allah. Allah, we are weak, O Allah. You help us, O Allah, you assist us, O Allah. Allah, O Allah, grant us an increase, Ya Allah. Let us progress, Ya Allah. Let us become better than what we were, O Allah. Allah, we've come here to correct ourselves, Ya Allah. We have come here for that safai qalb, O Allah. Allah, we've come here to become better than what we were, O Allah. Allah, before Ramadan, we are what we are, O Allah. Allah, but you have granted us the company of your pious servants, O Allah. Allah, you have put us in the company of your pious servant, O Allah. Allah, let us become better, O Allah. Let our lives change, O Allah. Let good come into our lives, O Allah. Let that evil that we engage in, Allah, let that evil remain behind, O Allah. Let us become good, O Allah. O Allah, you have put us in the company of your pious servants, O Allah. Ya Allah, what a great ni'mat, Ya Allah. We are grateful to you, Allah. We make shukr, O Allah. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you, Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to stay in the company of your pious servants always, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the suhbat of the saliheen, Ya Allah, throughout our lives, Ya Allah. And grant us the suhbat of the saliheen, O Allah, in the akhirat also, O Allah. O Allah, let us be in the company of your pious servants always, O Allah. O Allah, let us appreciate them, O Allah. O Allah, those who we have, O Allah. Ya Allah, our asatida, our mashayikh, all the pious servants, O Allah. O Allah, you give them long, healthy, happy lives with afiyat, O Allah. O Allah, keep the shadow over us for a long time, O Allah, and allow us to continue taking benefits from them, O Allah. O Allah, let us frequent the company, O Allah, and allow the words, Ya Allah, the advices, Ya Allah, to go deep into our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, let these values settle deep in our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, you help us and assist us in whatever we are doing, O Allah. O Allah, all those who are going through whatever difficulty, O Allah, you remove those difficulties, O Allah. Those who are sick, Ya Allah, those who have problems, O Allah, remove those problems, O Allah. Ya Allah, those who are looking for spouses, O Allah, you find good, suitable spouses for them, O Allah. O Allah, those who have any problem in their marriages, O Allah, you relieve them of those problems, O Allah. O Allah, whatever problem any person is facing, O Allah, Ya Allah, you remove that, O Allah. O Allah, whatever we have asked for, O Allah, you grant us that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we haven't asked for, O Allah, you grant us that also, O Allah. O Allah, keep us on the sunnah, Ya Allah, keep us on deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard our iman, O Allah. O Allah, guard our iman, Ya Allah, our most precious, our most valuable gift that we ever have, O Allah, is our iman, O Allah. O Allah, guard our iman, O Allah, at all times, O Allah, don't let us iman be snatched and be taken away from us at any time, O Allah. O Allah, keep us sahih salamat, O Allah, and iman, Ya Allah. Protect every other ni'mat and bounty for us, O Allah. O Allah, protect us at all times, O Allah. O Allah, grant us the best of this world and the best of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Grant us your true love and the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us afiyat in every respect, O Allah. Grant us hifazat, O Allah. Protect us at all times. Ya Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adhaka minu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم.